This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you again. My guest this hour is the brilliant gardening guru, Hannah Rhodes. She can answer just about any question you might have about gardening. Before I ask Hannah to join me, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our new Arbico Organics summer catalog. I just received my copy, and it's beautiful. It has what you need for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, livestock, and pet needs. And if you're already a customer, you're going to be receiving your copy in the mail, so be on the lookout. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics summer catalog, go online to arbico-organics.com. That's www.arbico-organics.com to place your order. Or you can always call in to 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. And by the way, there's a free $10 off coupon on the back of the catalog you can use for your next purchase, so be sure you take advantage of that. Our lines will be open during the show. And if you'd like to ask a question from Hannah or myself, please feel free to give us a call at 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And when you call in with a question during this hour, you're going to receive a $25 gift certificate that you can use towards the purchase of any of Arbico Organics natural products. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can always send me a question at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico.com. And be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can follow me directly at Dr. Bug Lady. That's Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'd like to tell you a little bit about my guest. Hannah Rhodes grew up in southern Ohio, grudgingly helping her mother tend to her absolutely beautiful garden. And when she went away to college, she swore she would never garden again, right up until she saw the price of herbs at the grocery store. She planted some herbs in a container and shortly thereafter found herself the proud owner of a traveling container garden that had 40 plus containers, because gardening has a way of pulling you back in. She lugged her containers from apartment to apartment until she finally settled into her own house. And these days, Hannah tends her own beautiful stationary garden, not having to go back and forth all over the place, and helps other gardeners with their gardens through the website Gardening Know How. Gardening Know How sees over a million visitors a month and has answered over 25,000 specific gardening questions. And today it is among one of the most popular gardening sites on the internet. And that's Gardening Know How, www.gardeningknowhow.com. And now I would like to ask Hannah to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Hannah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Sherry. Thank you for having me.
You know, you have an amazing website. I love it. I go there often, and I'm just amazed at all that you can find there. My goodness gracious, it must have taken you a long time to put it all together. And I know it's probably a work in progress, no?
Yes. I think it's been 7 years now. We've been putting up articles, and we continue to write and answer questions. So it just gets bigger and bigger. And, you know, there was a time when I thought we were going to run out of topics, and now our to-do list of articles that need to be written is so long that I never worry about that. So,
Well, it really is amazing, and I want to be sure everybody that's listening can tune in to this website, gardeningknowhow.com. What's so great about it is that, boy, you have every topic just pretty much covered, from the most beginning types of situations to, you know, more in-depth, like pruning citrus trees and squash and things like that. What got you started with this? What made you decide to put this site together?
Well, it actually started out as a hobby. I have this small site, and I, you know, would work on it in the evenings and that sort of thing. And I started taking questions more as a way to come up with article ideas started answering people's questions and writing articles based on those questions. And then it got to the point where the site was big enough that I didn't have to work my day job anymore. So I quit my day job and became running this site full time. And so today, you know, I'm very happy to be able to say that I get to do what I love for a living. We love answering questions. It's not just myself anymore. We have several gardeners on staff who help answer gardening questions and help write articles for the site. And every day we get to all sit down and do what we love, and that's a great thing.
Well, it truly is. And, you know, what I always, when I talk to people, one of the things I say, what are you doing in every moment? Have it be your passion. Have it be something that you love. Have it be something that at the end of the day, you know, you've made a difference and that you help people and you found joy in it. And truthfully, you can just feel the energy of joy throughout your website. It's so beautifully illustrated, and there's just such a care to that you feel when you're reading through everything that you put there, and it's so informative. I didn't know you needed to prune squash. So, I'm learning all kinds of things from it. So, well, it's not that you need to, but it makes sense to do so. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about how the website is set up. How when someone goes there, what they're seeing is pretty much the kind of the basics, you know, composting, gardening help, the problems, etc. And kind of walk us through the website a little bit.
Well, we try to set it up to make it as easy as possible. I do encourage people to use the search engine that's on there, just because we do have a lot of topics and it can be a little difficult to get through them at times. But, you know, if you have a particular topic in mind, you know, we have the major top level categories across the top of the site. So say, for example, you wanted to find garden or tomatoes. You can go to gardens. You can see the drop-down menu will show you that you can look at edible gardens, gardening how-tos, ornamental gardens, and special gardens. Tomatoes are obviously something you can eat. You can click on edible gardens, look for the word vegetable, and then look for tomatoes, and then you'll find all of our articles on tomatoes. Like I said, on the other side, you can just type in tomatoes into our search bar, and it'll bring up all the tomato articles as well. You know, a lot of times when people come to our site, they have a very specific question in mind. And, you know, for example, you talked about, you know, pruning squash. So maybe they might ask, you know, should I be pruning my squash? You can certainly, again, you can just type into the search bar, should I prune my squash? And the appropriate article will come up. Or you can send us the gardening question that you have, and we can send you the article that would be appropriate to answering your question. So either way is fine. We don't mind doing it. So, you know, whatever you find easier in navigating our site is best. You can also, we have a lot of people who like to come to our site and just read what's the latest article. And if you go to our homepage, you'll find the latest articles listed there as well. So every day you can get a little bit of gardening knowledge added to your brain. We also post a lot of our articles on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. So if you follow us on one of those social media sites, you'll get regular updates on what new articles are coming up on our site as well.
Well, it really is just forthright, and it is full out, and I just love it, and I hope everybody takes a book, you know, bookmarks it, because it is a wonderful site. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be asking Hannah some questions about gardening, and so for those of you listening, Stay put, don't go away, and if you have a question for Hannah, give her a call at 877-300-7645.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is gardening expert Hannah Rhodes. And her website is exactly what every gardener needs as a reference. If you want to learn about gardening, that's the website to use. It's easy to navigate, beautifully illustrated, and a great reference for gardeners of all types. Welcome back, Hannah.
Hi.
Let's see. Let's just talk a little bit about some of the things that are covered on the website. Let's talk about something that's dear to my heart, vegetable gardening.
Yes. So, you know, vegetable gardening is becoming more and more popular these days with the rising cost of food and the more interest that people have in organic gardening and organic foods. And a lot of people come to vegetable gardening these days without a clue of how to start. And we have put together a guide on our site, but I always encourage people that if they're a little bit leery about starting their vegetable garden, that maybe they should start one or two plants in containers to get them into the process of taking care of a plant, and then also being able to get that reward of fresh food off of their plants. Tomatoes are often one of the first plants that everybody grows, as are herbs. Both are very easy to grow. You know, with a tomato, you go to your local nursery, find a tomato that fits how you might want to eat it. There's saucing tomatoes, there's beefsteak tomatoes, which we use for slicing, cherry tomatoes for salads. You know, just however you like to eat, you know, your tomatoes, choose one based on that. Put it in a container with some soilless mix. And keep it watered once a day, and within a very short period of time, you can have some nice fresh tomatoes, and there's truly nothing better than a nice fresh tomato off the plant.
I agree with you on that one. Well, you know, I mean, and I love your advice. I mean, we talk about this quite a bit and on the show that, you know, there's like a renaissance right now of gardening. Hunk of time in there where people just didn't garden and we forgot how to garden. Certainly my generation sort of forgot how to garden and then of course, you know, so we forgot how to save seeds. We forgot how to tend the soil. We forgot how to compost. Things that were just naturally done by our grandparents, we stopped doing. And this is one of the reasons that I recommend your website to so many, because you have the start to finish, the baby steps, and the most advanced as well, which is what I love about this website, because it does address just everything without any judgment at all. And I love this idea of just starting with container gardening, because you want to have some success so you can keep going. And I know you like the heirlooms. Tell us a little bit about what your perspective on heirlooms is and versus others.
I love heirloom tomatoes. I normally would be growing, you know, 20 different varieties of heirlooms in my garden, and I switch them out every year. You know, and heirlooms, the reason I love them is because they come in such a wide variety of colors and flavors and shapes. You'll never get bored. There's literally hundreds of them. You can go everything from a white tomato to a green tomato to a black tomato to a rainbow-colored tomato, and flavors that range from so sweet that they taste like candy all the way to some that can actually taste like steak. And you can't beat them. you know, so I love also the fact that heirloom tomatoes were traditionally bred to be grown in very specific environments. So, you know, I'm now based in Cleveland, so I grow a lot of Russian tomatoes, because our environment is actually a lot like Russia. That's horrible. But it does get really cold in Cleveland, and Russia gets really cold too. So, you know, I can grow a Russian tomato here, with some cold tolerance, and some, you know, tolerance to, early frost and that sort of thing, and be successful with that. As opposed to, you know, a hybrid that's sold across the nation, which is meant for being moderately successful in every environment. You know, I encourage people to really look at some heirloom tomatoes. There's some great sources for seeds out there. And then, you know, if you're not ready to take that leap into seed growing, you can certainly find you know, companies online that will ship you plants. And even some smaller nurseries in your local area have started to carry heirloom tomatoes in their selection. So it's something that, gosh, for so many reasons, heirlooms are great, because a lot of heirlooms also have stories behind them. You know, there's a tomato called the Mortgage Lifter, which was about a man who, during the Depression, created these tomatoes and was able to, you know, pay off his house using or selling these tomato seeds. You know, other tomatoes. You know, there's Mariana's Peace, which is a tomato seed that was smuggled out of Eastern Europe during World War II, which is, you know, having to do with the Holocaust and things like that. These tomatoes are not just a variety. They carry our history with them. And it's really fun, whether you have children or whether you just like having people over for dinner, to plant these tomatoes in the garden, and they can start conversations around the dinner table. You know, a little bit of history, a little bit of fun, a little bit of, wow, I didn't know a tomato could look like that.
I love the way you're speaking about this, because it's so close to what we like to do, you know, entertain people with a strange looking thing. And that's strange, but, you know, people think of a tomato as this certain size, and it has a certain color, and generally, even though they're organic, they don't have much flavor. The Brix is very low, and so, you know, so that's what most people think a tomato tastes like. And oh my goodness, when you take something right out of the garden and it's all wrinkly, and it may have black to red to green on it, and certainly not the round. It's kind of it can look kind of like a kidney, actually. And you cut into that, and you just let people taste that, and they are just amazed. They have no idea how delicious a tomato can be. So I'm so glad.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I would say a lot of people don't realize how much our food sources are, and our ideas of what our food looks like are based on what's commercially grown. For example, tomatoes did not start out red, and carrots did not start out orange, but that's what we see in the supermarket now, so that's what we think of them being, and that's not the case, and it's really fun to be able to see what the possibilities are.
I love that you just let people know that, because most of us don't know that. We don't realize that grapes, for example, they're not really as big generally as we find them in the grocery store. They've been giving a hormone to make them bigger, gibberellic acid, for example. And when you do that, it changes the way they actually taste, and you know, the look and all of that. So we're going to come right back. We're going to take another break, doggone it. And for those of you listening, if you have a question to ask Hannah, the number to call is 877-300-7645. When you call, you're going to receive a $25 coupon. And for those of you who are listening, stay with us, because we're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is gardening specialist Hannah Rhodes. Be sure to check out her website, gardeningknowhow.com, gardeningknowhow.com, for the answers to all of your gardening questions. Welcome back, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi there. I've got a little allergy thing going today, and my voice is, I think it's getting so low it sounds sexy. So, oh, my goodness. Anyway, here in Arizona where it's so darn hot, and we've had no rain, it's dusty, and, you know, we have all kinds of things blooming and pollen blowing around all over the place. So it's not like your weather there in beautiful Cleveland where it's a I mean, your weather's kind of in its heyday right now. I have a best friend that lives there, and a gorgeous part of the world to be from, and great for growing.
It's a nice day today. It's about 77 degrees, a little on the humid side, but nice.
I think we're about 105 plus. No humidity. We're scorching out here. And it's interesting because this is the time of the year that we act. A lot of us take a break from gardening. We garden starting in the fall and all the way through about the end of May. And then we take a little bit of a hiatus. You know, we still have things growing, but we, you know, it's pretty darn warm, and you've really got to, they have to be very heat tolerant, whatever you're growing outdoors. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of people think their garden has to be just perfect and, you know, and that they can't ever have a failure. And, you know, this is something that you talk about. So we'd like to hear a little bit about why we shouldn't have to have a perfect garden.
Well, you know, I think, again, we were talking a little bit earlier about how grocery stores have changed our perception. I think, you know, this given us this idea that we have to have perfect everything, perfect flowers, perfect fruit, perfect vegetables. And that's really not very healthy for our garden. You know, in order to achieve that in a grocery store, They're either using a lot of chemicals, or a lot of that food is simply wasted, and that's not something that's good for our environment or for ourselves. So, you know, when you garden, first of all, even if you've been gardening 20 years, 50 years, you're going to make mistakes, and sometimes things fail. You know, no matter how hard you try. We had a question to our site the other day where someone was asking about they had planted watermelons, and they just weren't growing, and their children were so looking forward to those watermelons. And watermelons are actually very difficult to grow in most parts of the United States. But my advice to her was to say, you know, be patient, first of all. And second, if it fails, then, you know, that's a conversation that we have with our children about why it's so important that we value our farmers and things like that. Because despite our best efforts, despite whatever we do in our garden, Mother Nature has the end-all, be-all answer. And if she decides this year that watermelon plant isn't going to grow, or that your field isn't going to get watered, that's the way it is. And you have to learn to accept that and be okay with that, and then think that next year you'll try again. And like I said, it doesn't matter if you've been doing it for 50 years. These kind of things are still going to happen to you, and it's okay. I think a lot of people get discouraged with their garden because they want to be successful right out of the chute. They want to have that perfect yard, that perfect garden. And anybody who does ornamental gardens and has done those for quite some time knows that it takes 5 years for a flower bed to come to full maturity. If you're planting a flower bed that looks perfect the first year, it's going to look like a mess in 5 years.
Good point.
Because it's going to get overgrown. It's going to be too much. You know, so gardening is, in this world of instant gratification, is a way for us to relearn what it is to fail, which is okay, and what it is to be patient in order to have success. You know, I really hate to hear anybody who wants to say, I want to have a perfect garden, or I don't want a garden because I can't get it to be perfect. You should enjoy it for the act itself, not for the end result.
Certainly does teach you patience, much like the patience that we have for our own children when they are born. I mean, and think about there are very few animals that are born where, you know, they have to be carried around for a year. They've got this big floppy head, and they can't fend for themselves at all. And, you know, it really gives you that appreciation for, you know, all the young things, the birthing things, the new things in life, because it's a struggle sometimes. And even though they seem to be doing really well, the next thing you know, there's an infestation that gets jumped in. Whoops. For me, it has been gophers. So, you know, we had everything growing beautifully, and the next thing, you know, nothing there.
Right.
And you have to just realize that, we're all part of nature. It's always striving for balance. It is resilient, and there are no mistakes, just opportunities and work clothes is what I tell people.
Right. And I said it gives you an appreciation for, even if you know, most of us cannot grow our entire food supply
right.
out of our garden. But now, you know, when you experience a failure in the garden, when you go to the grocery store, you can look at those groceries on the shelves and realize that somebody had to grow those, and somebody had to take that risk that they might fail in order to put that food in front of you. And it makes you a little bit more grateful for what's readily available to us.
That's true. What I love about your website, which just gives me another opportunity to talk about it, is that you provide all the information for gardeners to not to fail. I mean, we're always going to have failures. Although you have such an educational website that you know, particularly when it comes to composting and troubleshooting and problems. A lot of what you have to offer, I mean, you have a university of, you know, this is like the University of Gardening.com because you have everything there. And so, you know, people tuning into the website are definitely going to get that education to reduce failure and improve success. I mean, that's the thing that we're all looking for. We, you know, even when we have success, we want it to be tasty and delicious and just be the way it should be. So that's one of the things that I do love about the website, because you give everybody that boost.
Right. Yeah. If something does go wrong, there's always an answer as to why it happened. You might not be able to do anything about it, but you know, knowing that answer, you can take steps to correct it for next year. And that's, you know, big mantra for gardeners is there's always next year.
There's always next year.
So, you know, if you have a tomato plant that fails this year, you know, there is an answer as to why it failed. Learn about it and then see if you can't stop it from happening again. And then, you know, there comes a point in time when all of a sudden this whole gardening thing isn't nearly as hard as you thought it was. And it's and that's a great place to be when you finally get there.
Well, they definitely want to grow. They want to grow. Sometimes we interfere, but they want to grow, and that's that's the thing. It's pretty hard to kill something, it happens. And so I love that you do have the answers on the website, and like I said, they're kind and they're non-judgmental, which I think is a great way to help gardeners out. We're going to have to take another quick break here, and so for those of you who are listening, we're coming right back with the amazing Hannah Rhodes. She is the guru, and so don't go away. If you want to give us a call, we're at 877-300-7645. So we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And with me, my guest is the brilliant gardening authority, Hannah Rhodes. She's the mastermind behind the website gardeningknowhow.com, a website every gardener will want to mark as their favorite, as I have marked as one of my favorites, too. Welcome back, Hannah.
Hi.
Say, let's talk a little bit about container gardening, since that was kind of where you really got your start. I know we sort of began to talk about it at the beginning of the show, but I'd really like to talk more about it, and in particular, where people have cold winters, why that can really help them when they grow in containers. I know you are growing citrus trees, and I'm quite curious about that.
I keep citrus trees and a fig tree and a bay tree, actually, in containers. These are all trees that do not grow naturally in the ground here in Cleveland. And in the wintertime, they have their own indoor place in my home. So about the time we get our first frost, my poor husband has to carry very heavy containers back into my house. The citrus trees, they go in bright windows. And they bloom. I don't know if many people know this, but citrus trees bloom when they're under stress. So that first month after I bring my citrus trees indoors, they bloom and the house smells beautifully. The bay tree comes into the house as well. It goes into a slightly darker corner because it doesn't need as much light. It's treated much like a house plant. And then the fig tree just gets pushed into my garage and I water it once a month. It goes dormant out there. There's a lot of options for gardeners. If you want to grow some more exotic plants and you don't live in an area that where they can grow outside, you have a lot of options. I used to keep Brugmansias, which are another tropical tree. Those are great for people who want to start out with this idea of growing plants in containers that come in and out. They're very easy to grow. Put them in a container. Like I said, when the first frost comes, you put them into a garage, into a basement. Somewhere that it can get a little bit cool, but, not freezing. And then just put a little bit of water on them, once a month. And then when it gets to be warm again, you bring them right back out. They're very happy living like this. You can do this with hibiscus, tropical hibiscus. Mandevilla. These are all plants that people normally think of as annuals. You know, they buy one for the summer. And they're not cheap anymore.
They're not.
Yeah, some of the hibiscus I saw this year, beautiful trees, but they were going for about $50. And that's a very expensive investment for every year, especially when it's just something as simple as taking that hibiscus tree, putting it in your basement, just remembering to pour a pitcher of water on the container once a month during the winter, and then bringing it back outside when the weather warms up a little bit. And it'll grow back in very quickly, and about the time that you would have bought one anyway, you'll have a nice full tree again. So, you know, if you have a plant you're going to grow in containers outdoors and you want to keep them outdoors, the rule of thumb is to remember that a plant in a container is experiencing conditions one zone lower than yours. So, for example, I live in zone 5. So if I want to keep a plant in a container outdoors year-round, it needs to be able to survive in zone 4. If it can survive in zone 4, it can survive in a container outdoors year-round. If it cannot survive in zone 4, then I need to take steps to protect it. With something that's right on the edge, let's say a plant that's from zone 5 in a container in my area, what I might do with it in the winter is I might push it up against the house and cover it with some mulch. The key is to keep it insulated, not so much warm, but insulated so that the temperature doesn't fluctuate too much. You also want to remember that these plants need water in the winter. They go dormant, but that doesn't mean that they don't need a little bit of water. So you want to make sure that once a month, if it's not getting snowfall on the container or rainfall, depending on where you live, you want to make sure that once a month you're watering those containers. Another thing that I commonly see people make mistakes with containers is underwatering in the summer. You know, I know people always love when they go through the little historic towns and they have those giant baskets covered with flowers. Those plants get watered twice a day, and that's why they look like that. That's why they look gorgeous. So with your container plants in the summer, if they're outdoors, Once a day watering if it's under 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and if it's over 85 degrees Fahrenheit, they need to be watered twice a day. And if you do that, they will be very happy and they will look gorgeous for you.
That's really good advice. Listening to you reminds me of how our own terrain here is so interesting. I actually live at 3,400. That's my altitude, which even though I'm in the desert, I cannot grow citrus. I cannot grow hibiscus. I can't even grow bougainvillea without everything dies in the wintertime. So we have to do container gardening. Otherwise, you lose everything. And it's interesting because you have enormous, intense sun during the summer months and a lot through the winter, but we actually get frost and we get snow here. So even though we're in Tucson, and so it's like, wow, I can't grow a darn citrus. But you're reminding me of my own citrus, and I didn't realize that when they're stressed, that they bloom. I see them blooming and I'm happy, and then we have fruit, and I have had them in the house for a long time, even kumquats, and so it's so fun when they do bloom, and that a beautiful aroma perfumes the entire house. That's pretty exciting.
I Brugmansias, I don't keep them anymore. It's just simply ran out of room in my house. But I recommend for anybody who's looking to start out with this idea of, moving plants in and out of the house, Brugmansias are really easy to grow, and they will reward you with foot-long flowers that will completely fill your front yard with fragrance in the evening, in the summer. They're truly amazing plants, and they're very easy to grow, very forgiving. So if you forget to water them, they'll still come back if you forget to water them.
That's what we all need. Well, we forget there's so much going on, you know. And the other thing is, I was just looking on the website during the break and how often to water potted plants. And the advice is excellent here because what you're pointing out is that there are times when you want deep watering and times when you want short light watering. It seems like the short light watering, is not the best way to do it. Tell us a little bit about that.
For plants in the ground, plants in a container, you are their only source for water, but plants in the ground can actually grow their roots very deeply and reach for that water that's deep down in the ground. When you water short and just on the top of the soil, you train the plants to grow their roots near the top of the soil. And, and then you get, you live in an area that probably gets water restrictions once in a while. And when water restrictions happen, they have no protection. They have nothing to pull up from the soil because it's their roots are all at the surface. Now, if you water not as much and very deeply, what you're doing is training them to grow those roots very, very deep so that if you do hit a drought period, those plants will be able to reach the water that's deep in the soil, and they'll be better able to survive drought conditions. And again, we all forget to water our plants. So you get that 1 week where, you go on vacation and you forget to turn on the timer or forget to have a neighbor or your neighbor forgets to come water your plants for you. They have a much better chance of surviving if you've watered deeply and for long periods of time, once a week rather than watering quickly and shallowly several times a week.
That's the way it works. And for all of you who are listening, please take some time to go to gardeningknowhow.com. It is an amazing website. And Hannah, our time is over. So I just want to thank you so much for being with me. My goodness, what you've done is stellar. And my hat's off to you. And thank you so much for being my guest today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, we will have another amazing guest next week. So make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.